It is Wednesday, and that means it's time to talk our state's history with our partners at the Michigan History Center.
I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
With the holidays nearly upon us, we thought it would be a very good time to talk about a town in Michigan where it is literally Christmas every single day. No, we are not talking about Frankenmuth and its famed Bronner's Christmas store. We are heading much further north to the Upper Peninsula. We turn again to the state archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey, to explain. So, Mark, this UP town where it's Christmas all year long is...
Christmas, Michigan, not surprisingly.
I love it. So appropriate. So tell us about Christmas. Where is it and how big is it?
Christmas, Michigan is in Alger County in the Upper Peninsula. It's located on Highway M28 between Munising and Autran. So if you've ever taken the drive, the scenic drive near Pictured Rocks or on your way to Marquette, you would drive right through Christmas. Its population, I think, hovers around 400 annually. I'm sure that swells at different times of the year. And so it's a unique town. We're not the only state to have a town named after Christmas, but we might be the only one that has a 35-foot Santa greeting you as you drive through town.
No kidding. So you hit town and he's there all year round?
He's there all year round.
Oh, wow.
Well, so it's always Christmas in Christmas.
I guess so. And I notice it's in the Hiawatha National Forest. So I'm sure it's heavy, heavy on scenery all around.
Yeah, so it's near Bay Furnace. There's camping facilities there, and it's very close to Lake Superior. So I think it's a very beautiful area of the Upper Peninsula.
So give us the history. How did it come to be named Christmas?
A gentleman named Julius Thorson, a man from Munising, set up a manufacturing factory for small gifts on land that he purchased in that area. It was essentially a swamp, and most of that area is lowland swamp, sort of boggy. So he was able to set up a roadside shop there and named it Christmas because it was good for business to have a gift store in a town named Christmas, Michigan. So that he started it in 1938. Unfortunately, 2 years later, there was a fire that burned the whole operation down. But the town remained.
Yeah. And actually, I'm pulling up the picture as we talk, and I see that great big Santa right there to greet everybody as they come in. Does Christmas, Michigan have any special ways of marking the holiday?
Yeah, they do. Before I mention that, though, there was a very simple sign that would greet you when you would come into Christmas, Michigan. It was just a green sign that said, "Welcome to Christmas," and had an outline of Santa's face on it. And growing up driving through that area, that's something I always looked for. I didn't really actually look for the 35-foot Santa, but unfortunately, I think in 2015, that sign had deteriorated. It was probably one of the original signs that was posted up there. So it was sort of a tradition to mark your passing through the town. Again, if you're going too fast, you're going to miss it because it's not that big. But in 1966, they got a post office, and you can imagine a post office that could give a postmark saying Christmas, Michigan, what that did for people. So that's the enduring tradition, is that people would flock there to mail their Christmas letters. And also a fair number of letters were sent there addressed to Santa.
Fun. And as I'm looking at pictures, there's the Santa's workshop with the big Santa at St. Nicholas Avenue. So they're clearly leaning into this whole Christmas identity in a pretty big way.
Yes, absolutely.
Do we have any idea, Mark, whether Santa sightings are higher in this town of Christmas as compared perhaps to other towns in Michigan?
Well, I think if you just go by, you know, raw statistics of the fact that there's a 35-foot Santa there all the time, That counts for something, but also quantitatively, it has to be higher than towns like Hell, Michigan.
A big thanks to State Archivist Mark Harvey for shining the holiday spotlight on Christmas, Michigan. And happy holiday to all of our fellow Michigan history buffs who listen every Wednesday for our history chats. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of the good holiday stuff to you, Mark. Thank you.
Happy holidays.